Talking Automotive for VACC. You're in good hands.
And if you have any questions about motoring, not car prices or anything like that, but just in general, the everyday issues to do with driving your car, 96900 693 or 131332 if you're listening through Ace Radio and up into southern New South Wales. VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim, good evening.
Dennis, good evening. Hi.
Good to have you on the program again. This is a great topic, car colours.
Well, I think it's a fascinating topic, and I've worked in car manufacturing, and the paint shops are fascinating places to go and have a look through the window. And people often ask, you know, at work, people, you know, you see, what do you think the most popular car is? Is it silver? Is it white? Is it red? But Dennis, white continues to be the leader in car colours. So we're still buying about 36 to 40% of all new cars are white. And I had a look at the research on this, and Yulee's got a great little report on safe cars, and it looks at car colours. And it looks as though when things are tough, when we're in recessionary times and there's not a lot of money about, we get very conservative, and we remove a lot of our biases around the sorts of the colours that we're going to buy, and we go for white and black and a lot of the base colours. And there's an underlying feeling here, and it's the thing that happens when we buy cars. You're paying a lot of money for that car. We know at the back of your mind you're thinking about, when I sell it, how much will I get for the car? And it appears that white is the colour that gives people that confidence about buying and selling cars. But even the research alludes to the fact that it's a pretty standard colour. You're not going to set the world alight. And it's only when people get older that they tend to move out and get into some of those other more interesting colours.
Oh, I have to ask this. What about the bloke who's sort of, you know, 45 to 55 and buys a red sports car, Jeff?
Okay. Well, women, this will surprise you, Dennis, but women are 6 times more likely than men to buy a pink car.
Really?
They are. And then also, women that are born around 1950, 1960, as they get older, when they go and buy cars in their third term, I'll call it, they buy more red cars than men. Men are going and buying black cars as they get older. They bought white cars when they were younger. And women are buying red cars. And I think this is when people get a bit more liberated in life and they sort of don't worry so much about what other people think. And it's then that they go and buy the more interesting colours.
Interesting. Jeff, good evening.
Oh, good day, Dennis. And look, I'd love to know, and this is a question I always ask when I say, what colour do you want? I say, the one that's least likely to show dirt. Has anyone actually done a scientific study on that?
I don't think you need to have a scientific study, but I think even though white cars show dirt, they clean very easily. The thing is, when you go dark colours, and I've had black colours myself, is that they can show a lot of almost grip marks on the vehicle. So it doesn't matter which way you look at it, a dirty car's a dirty car, but white cars are considered to be, I don't know why, easier to clean, but also easier to repair, and the paints don't yellow like the old Ducos they used to yellow. That doesn't happen with the modern white. So, you know, I think even though, the white cars, obviously, if it's dirty, they're going to show a bit more dirt, but they're still buying white cars, and it doesn't seem to be very much. I actually looked for a car manufacturer that didn't make white cars and I couldn't find one, but there's bound to be one out there somewhere.
Jeff, thank you very much for your call. Jeff Gwillim, it's interesting because there is no motor car that doesn't look good in white.
I think that's right. I mean, I think you can get away with it. There was a time when white was less popular. As cars were coming through the 50s and the 60s, commercial vehicles were white. And white was seen as a commercial vehicle, almost a fridge car, if I could use that term. But we've warmed to whites, and we've got to remember that now there's pearl whites and there's metal fleck whites and there's a whole lot of whites that are far more attractive than the old flat whites. I mean, they did used to look pretty ordinary, some of those old flat whites. But looking, you know, I looked a bit further back at the Model T Fords around the turn of the century there, and they were painting this black, as you know, that old saying, you know, you can have any car you like as long as it's black. And it was asphalt-based. And apparently, now, this is just what the research said, the guys that were spraying it were nude. And they took
what?
Their clothes off because... Is this okay on the radio, Dennis?
It's fine. Bit of nudity at 14 past 10.
They were spraying the cars and they didn't want to get any lint or anything off their overalls into the paint, and the paint dried relatively quickly. That's why they were using that type of paint. And, of course, you know, that... Now, is it an urban myth? Don't know, but I looked at some material and it seems to be the case. Now, look, I'm guessing they had a pair of underpants on or something, but it was about not getting anything into the paint service.
How about getting... What about the paint getting onto them?
Oh, look, back then, I think if you came out of a paint shop, you were probably going to be covered in paint. And, you know, fortunately today, it's not quite as bad. But I think it's worth mentioning, if you look at the order of paint colours in terms of accidents, this goes backwards. So white cars, in terms of accidents, they're the best car to get because they're more easily seen. But, you know, black cars aren't a good idea. Grey aren't a good idea, even though a large proportion of cars are grey. Then blue, red and green, and apparently green, and now it could just be because there aren't many of them, green's the safest car you can buy. There's less green cars in accidents, and there's less green cars in accidents is in Tasmania, but I'm just saying it's probably because there aren't very many green cars.
Now, we'll get to calls in just a sec. I've been talking to one of my grandsons who's going for his licence in the next couple of months, and I've said to him, if you happen to be driving a black car, just be extra careful because it might be just my observation, but I don't think black registers as quickly in people's vision as what a white car or, you know, another colour would register.
Look, I think it's right, Dennis. They just blend in. Black, greys. Anything dark's going to blend into the background a lot more easily. And, of course, if it's darker, they're going to blend in even more. So even though a lot of young kids look at white cars, they turn their nose up at them a bit. You know, they're still, it doesn't matter how you look at it, they're still the safest car on the road in terms of colour. And there is a view in some countries that, you know, it's all the time that the iPods are white, people will buy white cars because, of course, with a lot of young kids, you've got to get a car that matches your accessories.
Oh, of course. Merle, did you buy a car that matched your accessories?
Oh, I'll tell you what happened, Denny. A few years ago, my husband had a friend had a red MG, and he came around once, he said, the police always follow my red MG. And I noticed red, we had a red car. We were always pulled up by the police with a red car. And I just think red's quite... I don't know why it seemed to attract police. But But I agree with you about grey. Grey disappears into the roadway. You know, I think it's quite strange, really. Some colours of cars, black too. The red car certainly stood out for the police.
Yeah, I was told when I was young that if you're going to turn 18 and suddenly be driving around in a red sporty looking car, you will attract the attention of police. I'm not so sure, Jeff Gwillim, that it happens these days so much.
Yeah, look, I don't think so much. And there's enough cameras and devices out there to catch anybody speeding anyway. I think there's some magnificent reds and blues out there. Again, looking back at the early history of the Model T Fords, they had colours, but it was more expensive to produce colours on cars, so that's why they ran that line, you've got to keep it black. And there was a time when Henry Ford said, if you change the colour of your car, I'm going to void the warranty. And of course, you know, that didn't last long because people really started to demand colourful cars. Two-tone cars are coming back. I noticed today there's a bit of publicity in Europe about that's silver on the roof and white on the side, or red on the side and silver on the bonnet.
Oh, the two-tone Zephyr.
Is that what they call them? Well, they're on their way back. Now, I'm not sure there'll be a mass supply, but you'll be able to get a two-tone. I've got a theory that says that we return to cars that we remembered when we were kids, and when we get older, and we can afford to buy the car that we think we like or the colour that we like, and we don't care what people think. We return all the way back to those things we saw when we were young children.
John, good evening. Hello, John.
Hi there. Ever since BMW brought out their version of the Mini, I've admired one in a colour called Pepper White, which is like a creamy colour. And you can get a white roof with every other colour except that Pepper White, just for a subtle, you know, difference there. Could it be done at a factory at a price, or you have to do it here at a panel beater?
Dennis, sorry, John, if you speak to the manufacturer, it may be something that can be ordered in the plant, depending on the colours that are available. But if it's just the roof, that's not a huge job for a good painter to repaint, because of course you're not, you know, you're not even doing the door jams, you're just going down to the pillars. So, but I'd ask, because you never know. As long as you've got a long lead in time and you're ordering that car, obviously from overseas, they might be able to, if it's in their colour scheme, they'll be able to put it on. But if not, there's nothing wrong with it. As a matter of fact, if you put a coat straight over the top of a coat out of the factory, you've got about six layers of paint and the thing will never rust.
And John, Mini is one of the brands that has a huge amount of options as to what your car is going to look like inside and out. Thank you very much for your call. Jeff Gwillim from the VACC, thank you so much. I'll talk to you next Monday.
Pleasure, Dennis.
Good on you.